It's a beautiful day for a radio show. Let's do two today.
I make that page here on NPR's public address system every Saturday just before our show begins. It's an admiring imitation of Ernie Banks, the Chicago Cubs Hall of Fame baseball player who died last night at the age of 83. Ernie used to say, especially in the long years of hot summers, including this last one when the Cubs were stuck in last place, "It's a beautiful day for a ball game. Let's play two today." It became his signature line. People on the street would ask for it the way kids at a concert call out for Bruce Springsteen to sing Born in the USA. And Ernie would oblige, "Let's play two, let's play two." It was a phrase he used to remind himself and other players that whatever their complaints, they got to play a game for a living and hear the cheers of strangers. It was a reminder to all of us to cherish life and the chance to have work that gives enjoyment to others. Ernie Banks had to hang his uniform on a nail when he began to play ball with the Kansas City Monarchs of the old Negro Leagues in 1950. In 2013, the President of the United States, an African-American man from his hometown, hung the Presidential Medal of Freedom around Ernie Banks' neck. Leo DeRocher, the old player and manager who'd famously groused "nice guys finish last" and was more noted for epithets than compliments, said, "Banks is the one nice guy who finished first, but he had the talent to go with it." It was that talent, the almost feline slender wrist that could snap a baseball bat like a whip, and his lifelong stats that got him into the Hall of Fame. Ernie Banks hit 512 home runs. He was twice the most valuable player in the National League. But over the years of playing with the team that became best known as a punchline for losing, it was another stat by which he became known. No man ever played more games without ever getting into a championship game. I got to interview Ernie Banks a few times over the years, as a young reporter, for a couple of books, and on this show. He was unfailingly gracious, but he also plainly enjoyed being Ernie Banks for people. He enjoyed seeing the smiles he could bring to children's faces, and the way he could make middle-aged people light up like children when they saw him. Ernie Banks was a big star, but he was also baseball's sunshine.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel, no doubt about it, the Cubs are on their way! Hey, 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 come on out!
And here's to the men and the legends we've known, teaching us faith and giving us hope. United we stand, and united we'll fall, down to our knees the day we